Topic 4. Read on. The picture of Dorian Gray.
In his youth, Dorian Gray has his portrait painted by the artist Basil Hallward. He is so struck by his own beauty that he wishes the picture would age and he would remain the same. To his horror, this is exactly what begins to happen. His cruel treatment of those around him, his drug abuse, and the passing years all leave their marks on the painting, while he remains youthful. This is why he hides the painting in an attic room and covers it with a curtain. One night, many years later, the painter visits Dorian, wanting to know his secret. Dorian agrees to show him.
They walked softly, as men do instinctively at night. The lamp cast fantastic shadows on the wall and staircase. A rising wind made some of the windows rattle. When they reached the top landing, Dorian set the lamp down on the floor and, taking out the key, turned it in the lock. "You insist on knowing, Basil?" he asked in a low voice. "Yes." "I am delighted," he answered, smiling. Then he added somewhat harshly, "You are the one man in the world who is entitled to know everything about me. You have had more to do with my life than you think." And taking up the lamp, he opened the door and went in. A cold current of air passed them, and the light shot up for a moment in a flame of murky orange. He shuddered. "Shut the door behind you," he whispered as he placed the lamp on the table. Hallward glanced round him with a puzzled expression. The room looked as if it had not been lived in for years. A curtained picture and an almost empty bookcase. That was all it seemed to contain, besides a chair and a table. As Dorian Gray was lighting a half-burned candle that was standing on the mantel shelf, he saw that the whole place was covered with dust and that the carpet was in holes. There was a damp odour of mildew. "So, you think that it is only God who sees the soul, Basil? Draw that curtain back, and you will see mine." The voice that spoke was cold and cruel.
"You are mad, Dorian, or playing a part," muttered Hallward, frowning.
"You won't? Then I must do it myself," said the young man, and he tore the curtain from its rod and flung it on the ground. An exclamation of horror broke from the painter's lips as he saw in the dim light the hideous face on the canvas grinning at him. There was something in its expression that filled him with disgust and loathing. Good heavens! It was Dorian Gray's own face that he was looking at. The horror, whatever it was, had not yet entirely spoiled that marvellous beauty. There was still some gold in the thinning hair, and some scarlet on the sensual mouth. The sodden eyes had kept something of the loveliness of their blue. The noble curves had not yet completely passed away from chiselled nostrils and throat. Yes, it was Dorian himself. But who had done it? He seemed to recognise his own brushwork, and the frame was his own design. The idea was monstrous, yet he felt afraid. He seized the lighted candle and held it to the picture. In the left-hand corner was his own name, traced in long letters of bright vermilion. His own picture? What did it mean? Why had it altered? He turned and looked at Dorian Gray with the eyes of a sick man. His mouth twitched, and his parched tongue seemed unable to articulate. He passed his hand across his forehead. It was dank with clammy sweat. "What does this mean?" cried Hallward at last. His own voice sounded shrill and curious in his ears. "Years ago, when I was a boy," said Dorian Gray. You met me, flattered me, and taught me to be vain of my good looks. In a mad moment that, even now, I don't know whether I regret or not, I made a wish. Perhaps you would call it a prayer. I remember it. Oh, how well I remember it. No, the thing is impossible. The room is damp. Mildew has got into the canvas. I tell you, the thing is impossible. Ah, what is impossible? Murmured the young man, going over to the window and leaning his forehead against the cold, mist-stained glass. You told me you had destroyed it. I was wrong. It has destroyed me. I don't believe it is my picture. It is the face of my soul, said Dorian, bitterly.